Avon Wrestling Coach Jeremy Johnson. Coach Johnson, thank you for taking the time to join us this afternoon. We appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me out. I appreciate all that you guys do and your sponsors and everything.
All right, hey, Coach. Obviously, we kind of ask the same question to start every interview, and that's just how have you guys kind of been dealing with this this pandemic? You know, I kind of made a visit to Avon before the football season and kind of saw some amazing things, and I know there's several wrestlers that went through that preseason. It was kind of cool, but I'm assuming you guys had a plan in place and kind of had something ready as far as, you know, just what you have to do with this year so much differently than years past.
Yeah, for sure. I kudos to our administration for kind of getting us started in the summertime. I felt like once the school year got rolling, we had protocols in place. The kids were used to the protocols, and definitely a different year. We're doing a lot of symptom checks, a lot of temperature checks, broke the kids into pods. We've even broke it down to where we have some pods going at 6 a.m. in the morning and some pods going after school. You know, this year we have 36 kids on our roster. Very fortunate, but at the same time, we need to keep all the kids safe and we need to keep all the coaches safe. And that's the best way that we've figured out. And so far, I think we've been doing well.
Well, let's talk about that lineup. It's one of the more formidable lineups in the county, obviously led by two-time state qualifier Cale Saxton, who's a senior this year, state qualifier Mason Bingham, who's a senior. You have you know, two-time district qualifier Cade Robertson. Ty Doherty was a state alternate. I mean, just guys up and down the lineup who really are seasoned. It looks like it could be a very solid year for the Eagles.
Yeah, we're excited. Definitely a strong senior class, not only with wrestling, but overall leadership. You mentioned two-time state qualifier, state placer, Cale Saxton. I think he's gearing to have a great season. Mason Bigham was a state qualifier last year, didn't get that opportunity, but I thought he was right there in the mix last year, and same deal this year. And then our other two seniors, Ethan Sear and Cade Robertson, also guys who have been to the district tournament, have been in those big-time matches along with Ty Doherty. So we're excited. We have some new wrestlers, some freshmen and some sophomores we're excited about as well. But kids are working real hard right now, and that's all we can ask for. You know, we talked, and I heard Eric on the way out talk about the controllables. That's one thing we've been talking about a lot this year, is worrying about the things that we can control. Who they're hanging out with, what they're doing outside the room, what they're doing. Are they getting their lifts in? Are they doing their virtual? Are they doing their in-class assignments? All those different things are important.
Coach, for the freshmen and the newcomers to the program, is there any fear of them not being able to quite buy into what you guys are all about, given the fact that we're in a pandemic and things have to happen a little differently? Or do you have the right leaders in place to make sure that all the new faces get what Avon Eagle Wrestling is all about?
I think we definitely have the right leaders in place. And, you know, they know what to expect. I think our culture from the bottom up is, over the past few years, has definitely grown. And you expect to win. You expect to step up and work hard. And again, kudos to our coaching staff as well. You know, these morning and afternoon practices, I didn't mention this earlier, but they're not only tough on the athletes, but they're tough on the coaches and their families. And, you know, it takes a village any other year, but especially this year.
A couple of roster questions from you, the preseason info you sent me. First, I want to definitely talk about that freshman at 106. It sounded like some great accolades from him coming in. So he sounds like somebody to watch as far as one of those freshmen. But also, Mason Bingham, you kind of had it, 220 slash heavyweight. And I know he was at 220 a couple years ago when Jack Resch was the heavyweight. Mm-hmm. And he's always been kind of an undersized heavyweight. If he could drop down to 220, I mean, I think that would be kind of an amazing he could do something pretty special. But even at heavyweight, he's you know, he went to state last year as a heavyweight. So what are the thoughts on those two guys, and is that a possible chance?
Well, I think, you know, definitely it's ultimately Mason's decision, but I think he has aspirations to be a part of a military academy of some sort, and I think the ultimate goal is for him to get in shape and get trim. Is that mean him going heavyweight or 220? I'm not too sure, but I'm confident whatever way he does decide, he'll definitely be a force to be reckoned with. So,
and talk more a little about Foy, that freshman coming in at 106.
That's John Foy. He is a freshman wrestler. He's got a older brother on the team, but we're excited about him as well.
Couple roster questions I had up for you. Obviously, Brecksville, I think you know a little something about that program, and you're going to be in that tournament. Eric was talking about that, how they're kind of condensing it down to an 18-team, one-day tournament. Mm-hmm. Looks a little different than when you wrestled there. And then the Jesse Campbell Memorial Duels, I saw that on your roster that you sent, or your schedule you sent me. Obviously, a heartbreaking story from last season. That's got to be kind of nice that they were able to put something together very fast for people to kind of remember Jesse Campbell.
Oh, for sure. I think, you know, Jesse Campbell was a great wrestler back in my day, and I think it's great that they have a memorial tournament for him. But, yeah, just our schedule. I feel like listening to a few coaches, talking to a few coaches, my schedule's probably changed two or three times, and I anticipated this to change again. So we're just going with the punches and figuring out as we go.
Coach, have you noticed any extra feedback on the parental side of things, right? I mean, they are certainly entrusting you with their kids, again, in the middle of a global pandemic, so they're putting that trust in you and your staff. Hey, we need our kids safe, we need them healthy, we still want them to wrestle. Have you gotten feedback from parents on that side of things?
Not too much. Our parents are awesome, and they definitely trust our coaching staff in the sense of what we're doing. I think having 36 kids is shocking at the beginning of the year when you're trying to figure out practices. But the fact that we're able to split and to kind of divvy up the time and divvy up the different pods, I feel a sense of acceptance from the parents.
The Southwestern Conference, where you guys are competing in, kind of was one of the first leagues to kind of put that delay on the season. I know they're going to rehash things just after this weekend. What are your thoughts on what could potentially happen? And I know it's got to be frustrating to just not know what to expect.
Yeah, the uncertainty is what kills it, especially for our seniors. You know, last year a few of them were heartbroken at the end of the season, and you know, you fear that happening again, but at the same time, you need to be optimistic and positive. You know, we'll go with whatever decision our conference decides to make. We're ready to compete next weekend if that's the case, and if it's longer, then you know we'll continue to put our head down, work hard, and hope for the best. We want to be safe, but I feel like wrestling is the most checked sport there is. You have skin checks, weight checks. You know, now we're adding symptom checks and temperature checks. There's just so much that we're checking and doing. It puts our jobs as coaches just one more step into the process. And if it takes 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 steps to get these kids able to compete and get them on the mat, you know, we're willing to do whatever it takes.